Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? I'm Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, all right. Welcome to a brand new edition of Radio Night Live. We've got so much to get to, friends, and I hope that you're with us for the full 2 hours tonight. In fact, as you can see on the big board, Michelle Bachman, Steve Moore, KT McFarland, in the new music spotlight, an artist named Blanca, who's just going to rip your heart out tonight. Plus, in the ladies' lounge, Nicole Sapphire and... We're going to take a look at what's going on with John Eibner in terms of some persecution in Afghanistan. And I want to spend some time dealing with Afghanistan. That's why we've got Michelle Bachman and KT McFarland in the ladies' lounge as well. Their expertise, of course, is not only what's going on in Afghanistan, but how Congress should be dealing with it now that the president supposedly thinks that everything there is just done.
Yeah, well, I did it. It's over. Now I'm walking away. Whoop.
It's just, that's the approach that Joe Biden has taken. But welcome into a big Saturday night. We've got a lot to get to, and I would be remiss to say that we could not do it without the great support of people like Byrna. Byrna.com/KMC if you want the best discounts on everything they've got going on for your personal public safety. This is one of the things that we're talking about right here. The Byrna HD. No permits necessary, no waiting periods, and never any background checks. This just gives you firepower in your hand to be able to protect yourself at any given time. And it's so simple to use, and will work up to 60 feet in total dead accuracy. As you can see, it's about the size of a 9mm. It is very, very lightweight, very easy to use, and I love these things. Took them on my vacation last week to the Outer Banks, and my family was protected. So having said all of that, thank you to Byrna, Byrna.com/KMC, Byrna.com/KMC to get the best discounts, and we'll go from there. All right, now we've got a big show for you tonight. I mentioned Blanca. She's going to be in the new music spotlight tonight. She's got a great voice, powerful songs, and I want to preview who's going to be with us next week in the new music spotlight. None other than, well, he now calls himself Ye. But Kanye West has got a brand new set of songs out, and there's a couple that we're going to feature here next week. So be on the lookout for that coming up as well. Now, to the news. This week, well, what is there to describe about this week? We pulled up the stakes and we said, okay, we're gone. You wanted us gone. We're gone. And we took the last military person and put him on a C-17 and flew out of Afghanistan. In the meantime, we did not see all of the Americans get out of Afghanistan. So a great number of Americans, in fact, remain behind essentially enemy lines, and now no military there to help them, to protect them, etc. And what have we been told all this whole time? Well, we've got to trust the Taliban. They've turned the page. They're making a new world come about in terms of how they're going to treat women and minorities and other things within their society. Well, let me just show you what the latest is from the Taliban leader, because this is really rather remarkable. Here's the headline. Taliban spokesperson warns U.S. not to interfere in their culture or as to how they treat women. Do not interfere. Do not interfere, says the Taliban, with how we treat women or how we run our culture. This is the spokesperson for the Taliban. This was the person that was doing all those interviews with American media. He was doing more interviews with the American media at the beginning of the Taliban's takeover of the country than our president was, which I tend to think is a significant problem. We should have at least as much access to our own leader as we do the leader of the terrorist group that's now in charge of Afghanistan. That would seem to me to just make common sense. But then that's just maybe why I am not always understood. I try to go for the common sense, and it doesn't seem to make much sense. You know who's had enough of this? And there are a lot of people across the country. Oh, another big story. And we're going to have to touch on this at some point. But in Texas now, as of, Wednesday morning at midnight, as of that point in time, in the state of Texas, if you are a baby and you have a heartbeat, you are not allowed to be killed ever anymore. This is an incredible achievement for the pro-life movement. It's an incredible achievement on behalf of children. It's an incredible achievement for anyone that truly believes in the old-fashioned ideas of truth and justice and freedom for all God-made creatures. And friends, that's where we come from. Yeah, the stuff comes together in the woman's body. We give birth, but God breathes that life into it. And now, when that heartbeat is present, and you can hear the little zhoom, 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 in the ultrasound, in the state of Texas, it's illegal to kill that child intentionally going forward. And as a result, one of the good news stories coming out of the end of the week is that we are seeing in Florida, let me pull up that headline right here. In Florida, it appears as though Governor DeSantis may in fact be following in the same footsteps as Texas does. They want to craft a Supreme Court bill that's going to protect babies at the moment that a heartbeat is measured, just like they did in Texas. And if you could get Florida and Texas both protecting babies, and by the way, by the time we got to, Thursday or Friday, just a couple of days after the Texas law had been in place, they went from literally thousands of abortions that would have been performed in a couple of days to less than a dozen total. Less than a dozen total. That means there's that many more children that will be given the right to live unless those mothers go out of state and try to go somewhere else to have their procedures done. But what great news for the children of Texas, of the state of Texas, that they have the guaranteed protection of law. They have the guaranteed right to take their first breath. They have the guaranteed right to be born. That is an incredible moment for the children. But back to Washington, D.C. for just a second. So on Friday, and I don't know if it's just reading the tea leaves of what a buffoon Joe Biden has turned into, and therefore people are starting to realize, hey, I've got to run for election in 2022. Maybe I don't want to be on board crazy train completely. Joe Manchin, who's a more centrist Democrat, in fact, President Trump tried very hard to woo him to Republican circles, wasn't successful. He's talked about maybe interrupting the filibuster, doing a number of things that the Democrats have kind of liked. He didn't seem to get the president's good side because he is now doubling down as of Friday on that $3.5 trillion plan. He said it's not about short-term stimulus. And so the president came back and said, well, guess what? We're going to go for it anyway. The president doubling down on his support of a $3.5 trillion spending plan that some moderate Democrats like Senator Joe Manchin opposed, siding with progressives, AOC and Bernie Sanders. That's who Joe Biden is standing with now. When he said, as he was campaigning, look, I am the Democratic Party. I'm not going to let the crazies run the shop. I am the Democratic Party. I'm the nominee. Therefore, I'm the one that will be setting this. Well, now he's setting the precedent. He's going to be a progressive, progressive's progressive. He's going to try to spend us into oblivion, and that's going to bring about even worse inflation than we're already at, and it's going to bring about much worse value for the dollar, and everything that you're working hard for, it's completely out of control. and he's going to see to it that it happens. He said this is his top priority. He's going to beat back the coronavirus pandemic, but he plans to push Congress to pass his two major spending plans. I'm thankful that for one, at least one moderate Democrat is standing up and saying, nope, don't give me a ticket to Crazy Town. I'm going to choose to opt out otherwise. Kevin McCullough, when we come back, economist Steve Moore joins me. I hope you'll stay with us. Kevin McCullough, I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
Now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, I'm very honored to have us be joined by my next guest. He is a frequent voice on the show, and we talk about the biggest economic news items of the day when he is with us. But he is a successful best-selling author. Trumponomics is his most recent title. He is also a senior economic contributor to the Wall Street Journal. He was very active in the Freedom Works Organization, Club for Growth, strategic partner at 32 Advisors, former Heritage economist. Basically, if you have dealt with the conservative right of center side of the economy and you have talked about economics in the last number of years, you've spoken to Stephen Moore at some point in time. He is highly sought after in terms of his views on what we are dealing with. And Stephen, thank you for taking time out to be with us today. We appreciate it.
Hi, Kevin.
Let's talk a little bit about the kind of the different stages of where we're at. Going from 2020 into 2021, you probably anticipated that there were going to be some things that would have changed. How has your scorecard gone for the year of 2021? Did you get what you thought? Did you get worse than you thought? Is it better than you thought? Where is Steve Moore grading 2021 as we come down the stretch here?
Well, there's two real issues here. There's one, the issue, how would I grade how the economy is doing? And then the second one is, how do I feel like the politicians are doing? So let's deal with the first issue first, about the economy. It's been a pretty sturdy and rapid recovery. You know, Kevin, the United States has recovered from COVID faster than any other country economically. You know, our economy is doing much better than most other countries. Our stock market is a rocket ship right now. It continues to rise. Now, I'm a little bit wary of where the market is today. I don't know if I'd pour a lot more money into this because I think the prices are pretty high right now. But it's a really amazing thing how much wealth has been created, how many jobs have been created, how much growth we've had in the first half of this year. So that's fantastic news. I think that a lot of the credit goes to Donald Trump for the vaccine that really was able to get our businesses back up and running and our people back into their jobs. So that's good. And I anticipate for the second half of the year that we'll see pretty good growth for the economy, and the recovery is going to continue. It's going to slow down a little bit from the forward pace of the first half of the year, but I think that that things look pretty good. I mean, right now, as we speak, the Delta variant of the virus has reared its ugly head, and that may slow things down a little bit. I'm not a health expert. I don't know where that's headed, but that's the wild card in this whole equation. But I'm very concerned. You know, look, my advice to the politicians, just get out of the way. You don't have to do anything. Let the economy heal on its own. But Kevin, I don't see that. I think that the Biden administration wants to use this crisis of COVID and its aftermath as an excuse to adopt a very radical progressive agenda that I think would do severe damage to the economy in the medium and long term. So we'll see how that all turns out. We don't know you know, where this story is going to end. I think there's going to be a lot of opposition to the $4.5 trillion that Biden wants to spend. I hope so. I'm going to devote every minute of every hour for the next 3 months trying to prevent that horrific tax increase and debt bill to pass. But, you know, no one knows exactly how that's going to turn out. So that's my quick assessment. I just wish the politicians would stand out of the way, and I think we would see a nice recovery continue.
Having said that, and I'm glad that you were as detailed as you were, because I want to hit on several of your points. Your good friend, and I think you've said he's been a bit of a mentor to you, Mr. Kudlow, was in the administration previously. He said to me face to face a couple of weeks ago, money is sound, markets are sound. Basically, there's no reason to worry about the markets. You just made reference to the idea that you think they may be a little overpriced. as we head through this section and into quarter four and through the end of this year, do you think we're on the verge of a meltdown? Or are we looking at something similar to the end of the dot-com era? Are we looking at something that is going to fizzle out from where you stand, particularly if public policy doesn't go the way it needs to?
Well, I don't like to bet against America. And, you know, usually when you bet against America, you're wrong, because this country is amazing, amazingly resilient. I'm not saying people should rush off and sell their stocks, Kevin. I'm just saying be careful. You know, be cautious. These are, you know, we got high price earning ratios right now. You know, we're looking at, you know, if we add to this debt by massive amounts, multi-trillion dollars, that's going to, in my opinion, make inflation worse. It's going to probably lead to, you know, interest rates starting to rise, and then stocks are less attractive. So that's all I'm saying is that I think there will be a correction at some point in the next year and a half? Yeah, I do. You know, but I don't know when it's coming.
Right.
If I knew it was coming, I wouldn't be doing this show. I'd be on the beaches.
Yeah, right. You knew when it was coming. You'd be making money off of it. Well, so let me ask you, you use the I word, and that's been kind of a big debate in Washington and in on Wall Street. The Fed doesn't like to make people think that we are experiencing inflation. The administration obviously doesn't want people to think that inflation is happening. But when you look at lumber up 400% and copper and other things you need to build houses with, and the way those costs roll over into consumer activity, it's pretty obvious we're in a fairly sizable inflation cycle right now. So talk to me about where you see that going. How do we fix it? And do you think the public messaging and the actual facts will ever come together?
Well, inflation is here. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we're running at 5.5% to 6% inflation right now. I do think the Fed has been behind the curve. I thought that the statement that Chairman Powell of the Fed made the other day, when he was in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, saying, you know, we're going to he thinks that inflation is transitory. He's been saying that, Kevin, for the last 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Inflation keeps going up, not down. So I don't quite get. I believe he's behind the curve. I think that they should take some action to try to quell this inflation surge before it becomes surge. Because, you know, inflation is like a snowball rolling down a hill. Once it gets going, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And so I guess, put me in the camp that is worried about inflation. And I'm worried about the effect that all the debt would have on inflation. And inflation is a killer for stock market rallies, and it's a killer for the economy. It's the reason Jimmy Carter lost to Reagan. Remember that, Kevin? I mean,
yeah.
It was the high inflation that really caused hardship for Americans, and people thought the country was really headed in the wrong direction. So that's one of my big worries.
Not that the Biden administration is knocking on your door, but if they were, the one piece, the first and foremost piece you would give them to halt inflation or to reverse it would be what?
Just, you know, we don't need more government spending right now. We don't need it. We don't need stimulus. You know, I look, Kevin, back at the last, throughout history, American history, from the Revolutionary War, Civil War, World War One, World War Two, the Great Depression, the financial crisis, you know, all these things. And, you know, you have, and most recently, obviously, we've had this terrible pandemic. Usually when we get a crisis like that, when a crisis, you know, you borrow during the crisis, and then you start to pay down the debt when the crisis is over. Now, the crisis isn't completely open, but God willing, it will be over soon. And yet, why are we spending all of this money right now? I think we should actually be starting to cut back on the government spending rather than massively increasing it. That would be my advice. I don't think he's going to take that advice. But
right.
I think if there's any moderates left in the Democratic Party in Congress, and we will see in the next few months whether there are, it is, in my opinion, financially catastrophic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady are marking the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks by going to all three sites where the attacks happened. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will start in New York City, were hijacked. American Airlines Flight 11 and United Airlines Flight 175 crashed into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. They will then travel to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where 40 passengers and crew on United Flight 93 perished after thwarting a planned attack on the Capitol in Washington, D.C. The couple then heads to the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, where American Airlines Flight 77 crashed after it was hijacked. Former Today Show weatherman Willard Scott is dead at the age of 87. Al Roker posting that he passed away peacefully this morning, surrounded by his family. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
And welcome back to Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and very honored to have Steve Moore back with us as well. Steve, before the break, you were saying what kind of advice you would give the administration to try to get us out of this inflationary cycle.
Why are we spending all of this money right now? I think we should actually be starting to cut back on the government spending rather than massively increasing it. That would be my advice. I don't think he's going to take that advice. But right. I think if there's any moderates left in the Democratic Party in Congress, and we will see in the next few months whether there are, it is, in my opinion, financially catastrophic if we spend and borrow $4.5 trillion, if we raise our taxes higher than the tax rates in China and Russia and Germany, if we, you know, go raise the death tax so our family owned businesses are being hurt. I think those are real negatives for the economy, and I'm praying that they don't happen.
Let's talk about labor for a second. The jobs picture has been continually in flux and kind of changing since Biden came into office. Is it largely his fault that it is not straightened out to a better degree now? Or are there things that the economy is not doing, that the market's not doing, that needs to be done differently? But how do we get, because it seems like with business owners, there's a shortage of available talent. And with workers, there seems to be they don't seem to be making as much money as they'd like, but they don't want to go back into the workplace in some instances. Talk to me about how you solve the great labor shuffle right now.
Well, one of my biggest concerns right now is that we've moved away from the welfare reforms, you know, of the 1990s, which, by the way, happened under a Democratic President Bill Clinton and a Republican Congress. And it was truly a bipartisan victory where we said, look, we're going to help. We're a rich country. We don't want people to go homeless if they lose their job. We don't want people to go hungry. We don't want children to suffer, you know, deprivation. So we're going to provide a safety net for people. But we want to get people back in the workforce as quickly as possible. Get your feet back on the ground when you fall. Look, I've lost jobs in my lifetime. I mean, I know what it's like, the stress that you're under. So I'm not saying we shouldn't have a safety net, but what I am saying is we've moved towards a safety hammock right now where people can make, you know, in New York area where you're in, you know, people can make $75, $80, $100,000 a year, a couple, getting unemployment benefits, food stamps, rental assistance, the child payments, all these things. It's very expensive, but it's also having a very deleterious effect on our ability to get people back on the job. And you can't move up the economic ladder if you're not working. So it's really critical we get those 10 million jobs filled. Get people off the sidelines, stop watching Netflix on the couch, and go out and get a job because they're out there. But we're paying people right now, Kevin, not to work.
Yeah. Let me ask you about the impact that the vaccine or the mandates or the questionable mandates, maybe the mandates that people want to put into place, but they haven't had the political courage to necessarily tick off that part of the population that doesn't want the mandates in place. How does COVID-19 figure into the economic picture as we wind down 2021?
Well, it's a gigantic factor, and it's an X factor right now. As I was saying earlier, we just don't know how bad the Delta variant is going to be and how long it will be with us, and we don't know if other variants are coming up. Americans are afraid right now, as you've seen in many states, you know, a spike up in COVID cases. But it looks like we're past the peak of this, so we're hopefully going to, by this fall, see COVID behind us. It'll never be completely behind us. But I'm not a big fan I'm totally against economic lockdowns. Masks for private businesses and so on, I think are fine. I don't like kids being masked in school. I think that's, the evidence is pretty clear that doesn't have a very positive impact. Vaccinations is an interesting one. I mean, I think private businesses should be able to make the decision themselves whether they want to force, you know, to require people to be vaccinated. And so I would leave those decisions into the hands of private businesses. I don't want the government mandating people to get vaccinated. I encourage people to get vaccinated. They're 100 times more likely to get, you know, hospitalized or injured from COVID than you are from the vaccine. So please get vaccinated if you're over the age of 25. But I also believe that, you know, as liberals used to say, it's my body, my rights, and people should be able to make their own decisions.
Well, it's going to be interesting as the governments on different levels, the city, the mayor, the governor, whoever that will be a year from now in New York or in New Jersey this year. And of course, Congress and the president, they all seem to have ideas about this. And I think that most of the American people are where you're at. They may be in favor of the vaccine. They may not, but they certainly don't want government telling them they have to do it one way or the other. Steve Moore, always appreciate you being with us. Thank you for sharing some time tonight here on Radio Night Live. When we continue, a lot yet to get to. What about the persecution of those that are left behind in Afghanistan? And a very full ladies' lounge is straight ahead. We've got Michelle Bachman, KT McFarlane, and Nicole Sapphire all on tap. It's Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and always thankful to be able to challenge you to think more clearly about the issues of the day. And one of the obvious stories that we continue to talk about, and we may need to talk about for quite some time, is what has recently, we were told, just ended. Afghanistan, America's done. We're just 20 years, pulled up stakes, out. We left Americans behind. We left a lot of Afghans that helped America over the past 20 years behind. But there's another group that has been as heavy on my heart in terms of what we have lost there as either of those groups. And that is those who have come to faith in Jesus Christ in Afghanistan over the last number of years. You know that when Afghanistan was under Taliban rule, it was kind of an iron fist kind of situation. Rumor had it that Afghanistan had become the second most fastest growing area of the gospel in terms of Jesus Christ and people accepting him as their Savior and giving their lives and hearts to him, only behind China and the underground church there. Well, what is the real story? Is that, in fact, happening? And if so, what does the future bode for those that are in that scenario? Dr. John Eibner is back with us. He is the head of Christian Solidarity International. You know that I work with them every year. We have tried for a number of years to help hundreds of slaves be liberated from the clutches of slavery, human slavery. Today I want to talk about Afghanistan, which is in a different part of the world than where we're normally discussing things like Sudan. And Dr. John Eibner now joins us. John, I know that Afghanistan has been through a lot over the last couple of weeks. But the truth is that people that were looking at the geopolitical situation on the ground always feared that a totalitarian Taliban government is what that country would revert to. I guess my question to you initially is, are you concerned that the Taliban are not reformed like they pledged that they are? And if they are not, what does that bode for people that observe the Christian faith in Afghanistan and do not observe Sharia law?
Well, the plight of Christians, we don't know how many there are in Afghanistan, because to be a Christian means you have to be underground. That is, if you're a native Afghan as opposed to a Western army soldier or businessman or NGO, you cannot be a native Afghan and be a Christian openly. So quite apart from the Taliban, people have had to be underground for years. While the United States was in Kabul, there have been cases of those who have been sentenced to death, not by in areas controlled by the Taliban, but in areas controlled by the government that has just collapsed, the U.S.-backed government. Hmm. But the Taliban is more strict and more severe and uses more primitive means of punishing people than happened with the areas where the collapsed government was in control. So the outlook is very grim. We know what the Taliban did before. Washington banks on the Taliban somehow accommodating Western interests. That's what they're interested. They're, to be honest, they're not very interested in what the Taliban does to Christians or to women. The main issue for Washington is, will the Taliban cooperate with us on issues of geopolitical concern to us, or will they not? And the thinking amongst the people in the foreign policy establishment in Washington is, can the Taliban be modified like the Saudis? The Saudi regime was just like the Taliban when they came to power in Saudi Arabia. Exactly the same thing. They were like the Islamic State, like the Taliban, beheading, impossible to be a Christian without being killed. They were really the radical terrorists of the day, and they came into an understanding with first Britain and then the United States that they would be allowed to have the strict kind of totalitarian Islamic regime domestically, but cooperate with the West when it comes to bigger geopolitical concerns. And, of course, guarantee the flow of oil to the Western world. So those that are in Washington that have made this decision to withdraw feel that they have some good reason to believe that the Taliban will become like the Saudis, the so-called Wahhabis, this radical, extreme form of Islam that's completely intolerant, that does not tolerate conversions to Christianity, does not even tolerate the existence of Christians in the country.
We're speaking with John Eibner of CSI. John, let me ask you another quick question. If you had the bully pulpit of the White House press room today, what would you ask of America, and particularly America's Christian community, to show support for their brothers and sisters in Afghanistan?
Well, obviously we want people to pray, and there are very few practical things, but they should pray, and they should raise their voices so that the Christians are not forgotten. If you look at the news and what the administration is saying, the big concentration is on Afghan women. And of course, Afghan women are in danger.
Sure.
But I hear very little mentioned about the Christians. As much about, we got to get some of the women activists out. We have to get, obviously, interpreters out and those that collaborated with the U.S.-backed puppet regime there. They're very much in danger. We have to make sure that the Christians are not forgotten, because there will be efforts to get people out.
We are concerned about the Christians in China, the Christians in Iran, Christians in other places around the world, North Korea and elsewhere, where the very real reality of losing your life simply because you are a believer in Jesus is a daily threat to some many that live in these regions, though you will not hear about it on Western media. Dr. John Eibner, always appreciate your insight. Thank you for helping us on Afghanistan today.
Thank you so much for all you're doing at your end, Kevin.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, still a big second hour on the way tonight on Radio Night Live. But before then, first, now, the new music spotlight from an artist named Blanca.
If I'm being honest, I didn't think you'd stay with all my problems. I was so afraid, and when you saw them, you would turn your back on me. Cause in the silence, my insecurity, the lack of sound, taking over me.
To come in hour two, the Ladies Lounge, KT McFarland, Nicole Sapphire in tonight, plus more music from Blanca.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.